O.J. Simpson back in jail after pre-dawn hospital visit. In baseball, it's one strike and you walk. Wholesale inflation surges in July as retail sales slip. Good Thursday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Accused double murderer O.J. Simpson was taken this morning from the L.A. County Jail to a hospital. Marianne Cushy of KCBS-TV reports he had a minor operation.
O.J. Simpson left Cedars-Sinai Hospital just a short time ago, and we just spoke with Dr. Robert Huizenga, who is the personal physician of O.J. Simpson. He made a brief statement. He took no questions and walked back into the hospital, but his statement is that O.J. Simpson had some planned minor surgical procedure done early this morning, and that he is recovering well, and that he has gone back to jail to recover for that.
Simpson lawyers have hired high-powered jury consultant Joe Ellen Demetrius, who worked on the Rodney King and Night Stalker cases. The Major League Baseball season may end today with a player strike seemingly inevitable. A three-hour meeting yesterday produced no progress on the salary cap dispute, and no new talks have been scheduled. Sports writer Steve Wolf says it's an ego thing.
What you have here are two sides, neither one of which is right. They're both blinded by their agendas somewhat, and they can't really see the forest for the trees.
A walkout would imperil the remaining 668 games of the regular season and would threaten the World Series, which has been played every year since 1905. L.A. Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda feels caught between the front office and his players.
We have two great loves, and we just can't go for one side or the other. We just have to hope and pray, just like everybody else, that will end.
The labor dispute has angered and frustrated the fans, especially those of the division-leading New York Yankees.
There won't be no pennant. There won't be no World Series. Even if we lost again, give us a chance to play it. Is that fair enough?
Cleveland Indians pitcher Dennis Martinez looks forward to some quality time at home.
I got to go home, enjoy my family, my kids, play with them, go to the beach, have a barbecue.
Some fans have filed suit to try to block a strike. President Clinton has told the New York Times he will not sign health care legislation that falls short of Senate Majority Leader Mitchell's goal of 95% coverage by the year 2000. As correspondent Rob Armstrong tells us, the prognosis for health care reform is uncertain.
The key to a health care bill may rest with a group of Senate moderates who reject both Majority Leader Mitchell's bill and that of GOP leader Bob Dole. Republican John Chafee of Rhode Island urges a cautious approach.
Nobody knows how this thing's going to work out. Will we get better health care? How much will it cost? We've got to implement the reform slowly and build on an ongoing assessment of how it's affecting individuals and businesses in the government.
Democrat Bob Kerry of Nebraska advocates a heavy dose of cost containment along with realistic expectations.
Not very many of us walk in and say, could you give me the cheapest thing you got? Most of us walk in and say, not only do we want expensive health care, but like Richard Dreyfuss and the Tin Men, we walk in and say we want the Cadillac for nothing.
The moderates are trying to navigate a difficult course. If they craft a compromise that falls short of universal coverage, they lose the liberals. If their compromise puts too much emphasis on government, they lose the conservatives. A frustrated aide said privately that if there is a middle ground that can get enough votes to pass, nobody's found it yet. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Supporters of the $33 billion crime bill predict a narrow victory when it comes up for a vote in the House. The measure would put 100,000 more cops on the street and provide billions for prisons and crime prevention. President Clinton is one lawyer who keeps lots of other lawyers busy. Today, he's expected to name Federal Appeals Court Judge Abner Mikva to replace Lloyd Cutler as White House counsel. Cutler said this morning the White House will ask the Office of Government Ethics to investigate whether Agriculture Secretary Mike Espy violated ethics rules by accepting gifts from companies regulated by his agency. The Justice Department has already sought a special counsel investigation of Espy. California Democratic Congressman Walter Tucker III reportedly could be indicted today on federal charges of taking bribes when he was mayor of Compton. KNBC-TV reports he was videotaped taking money from FBI undercover agents. Retail sales slipped last month, 0.1%, as Americans bought fewer cars. At the same time, a surge in coffee and energy costs sent wholesale prices up 0.5%. CBS News Money editor John Stair has more.
Higher crude oil prices and higher food prices are the culprits as wholesale inflation rose for the first time in 5 months. The 0.5% gain was also the biggest hike since April of 1993. Economist Donald Strassheim of Merrill Lynch says when you don't include food and energy, it's a whole different story.
Ex food and energy, though, inflation still looks very well contained. I don't think people should be especially worried about an outbreak of inflation in our economy.
The real question, though, is how the Federal Reserve will see it. It meets August 16th to discuss the future of interest rates, which have already been raised to fight inflation four times this year. John Stair, CBS News, New York.
Thousands of firefighters are still on the lines in eight western states where they've been helped by cooler, damp weather. Near Columbia, California, a furious but small wildfire chased hundreds of teenagers out of church camps. Mary Hale of the U.S. Forest Service.
We had children at an Old Oak Ranch church camp in the vicinity that had to be moved. So we had a large crowd of children at the fairgrounds, just about 550 kids.
Federal and state investigators say the weekend fire that destroyed the high school in racially tense Wadawee, Alabama, was the work of arsonists. Alabama Attorney General Jimmy Evans.
The burning and taking of a school from a child in a financially strapped county is very, very serious, and there's going to be a serious effort to prosecute it.
But as yet, there are no suspects. Cuban refugees picked up at sea from a Cuban Navy boat now say shots were fired on board before that vessel left for the U.S. 25 of the refugees held a news conference last night in Key West, Florida, after being processed by U.S. immigration authorities. The 26th person on board, an unidentified man wearing military fatigues, is in detention. He is said to have shot a Cuban naval officer who fired on him. Haiti's invasion jitters are growing. Lieutenant General Raul Cedras, in a speech to new military recruits, said, quote, "We'll eat the white man. We don't care who dies." As Terry Phillips reports, Haiti is becoming increasingly isolated.
Chile has become the third Latin American country pulling its ambassador out of Haiti. During the past week, diplomats from Argentina and Colombia have also left this Caribbean nation. Venezuela's ambassador is due to go away for what she terms a one-week vacation. Threatening telephone calls have reportedly targeted other representatives of countries which oppose Haiti's regime. It's all part of a growing campaign to fend off a prospective military invasion. Every day, the Haitian leadership is openly training more and more civilians in the fine art of guerrilla warfare. The government calls these recruits volunteers. The opposition says many of the new militia men and women have been shanghaied. These and other alleged human rights violations form another argument for what most Haitians consider to be an inevitable international intervention. Terry Phillips for CBS News, Port-au-Prince.
Northern Ireland's police chief Sir Hugh Ansley says Britain would respond to an IRA ceasefire by quickly cutting the number of troops on the streets.
If we had a ceasefire in the next couple of months, and if that ceasefire were prolonged, you would see very quickly a change in the police and army patrolling situation.
Recent reports have said the IRA is on the verge of a ceasefire. Overseas, the dollar is higher, London gold is down $1.80, and on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 2.92. It's 10 past.